Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Yes, welcome everybody to the What Really Happened radio show. This is Ryan Dawson subbing for Mike Rivero. He'll be back on Monday. I have the show today and tomorrow. The number to call in is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I have a little bit of a rant to start off with today, something I want to get off my chest, so bear with me, folks. I'm speaking mainly to the Americans because it is high time in America that we pulled this long, nasty parasite out of our ears. And I'm talking about Israel. That useless, disgusting, racist apartheid state. When the Israelis say jump, the American government doesn't ask how high, it asks off of what, master? If you did a poll asking run-of-the-mill Americans, you know, who or what is the greatest threat in the world today, undoubtedly the response is going to be Iran or Iran. That's pretty typical after years of state media propaganda. This is no shocker. And if you asked why, they would say, oh, Iran's a threat. How come? The top answers are going to be because they're building a nuclear bomb, because they want to wipe Israel off the map, because they're just crazies, all of which are false. Ahmed Jinnadad never said he'd wipe Israel off the map. He said pages of history. You folks know that. They're not building a nuclear weapon. The reason I can say that with high confidence is because there's no evidence they're building a nuclear weapon. And we all know that. Iran is not a threat to the U.S., period. And yet we have a completely Israeli-centric policy for foreign policy in the Middle East. Their threat is to greater Israel because they stop Israel's expansionism via support for Hezbollah. That's what's really going on. You'll never, ever, ever hear that on television. There's no evidence that Iran's building these bombs, and Washington knows this. And even if they were, it's perfectly legal for them to do so, unlike Israel, who got its nuclear technology by spying on the United States, built all these bombs in secret down there in Dimona, the not-so-secret secret. They're not part of NPT. They don't sign any non-proliferation treaties like Iran does. They're not subject to inspections. They are guilty of every single thing they've accused Iran of, and everything they accused Iraq of, for that matter, Israel is guilty of. Is Israel murdering people? Definitely. Are they engaged in terrorism? Yes. Whether it's killing scientists or squirting poison in someone's ears or stealing passports and murdering people in hotels, the Mossad's notorious for it. There's your terrorism. There's your nuclear weapons. There's your ethnic cleansing. Nothing said about Israel, though. Hillary and the rest of them, they bow. Netanyahu comes in and the Congress gives them standing ovations. This war criminal coming into our country and our Congress critters stand up there and give him applause. Oh, yes, Mr. Beebe, tell us what to do. It's as sickening as the Congress asking Jamie Dimon, tell us what to do. We're sorry we had to have you here. These criminals, these crooks, these open thieves are running the show. We've got a bunch of psychopaths, and it blows my mind. How can we sit here year after year and waste trillions of dollars for Israeli interests, sending them billions while Americans are having their homes foreclosed. We've got homeless. We've got unemployment, the worst economy we've had since the Great Depression. I don't call it a recession. I call it a depression. That's what it is. No matter how they fudge the numbers, no matter how they like to play with schematics and mess around with things, it is a depression. You go to the store, you look at the prices, you look at the gas prices, food prices, you look at the standard of living for the average American, the mean income's dropping, inflation's out the wazoo because of the Fed. And that's what we're dealing with. I got a lot more on this right after the break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Hey, welcome back to the What Really Happened show. I am Ryan Dawson, subbing for Mike Rivera. The number to call is 800-313-9443, and I am bashing the American-Israeli-centric policy in the Middle East, and I swear on anything, if I have someone call in and say you're anti-Semitic, I am not going to have any mercy on you. I have a caller on the line, Scott in Wisconsin.
Yes,
you are on the air.
How you doing there, friend? I'm calling in. You kind of strike the fire with me, but I hope you can listen. You know, three years ago, I talked to Michael Rivera about this war coming in the Middle East. You got to look through the matrix. You're right. Israel has a lot of problems right now. You bet they do. But the scene is getting set. And people better take heed and start getting prepared. Because Russia just had 11 more battleships sent out to the top of Syria. We got Truman over there. We got the Enterprise. We got the Lincoln. We got the Nevitz. The scene is getting set, folks. Okay.
And the USS Enterprise could be the new Lusitania.
That's correct. No, you're right, brother. There you go. Preach it. You're right. That's a good possibility because it has to be retired. You're right. You can't keep it out of the woodwork.
We love sending out obsolete ships into war zones.
Right.
I mean, why not? Makes perfect rational sense.
Well, the thing is that they got to retire it. What are they going to do with all the nuclear waste? You're right. It is in the radar for attack. But what I'm calling in, my brother, is this. People got to get prepared now. I go from the scripture, okay? I follow what's in Ezekiel of the Bible, and I'm not going to preach about it. But it's horrible what's coming, brother. People better get the Lord in their soul, number one, and they better get ready for water purifying. I'm talking about not battery and electricity. They better get ready with a food thing, and they better
get ready.
It's
good to have that anyway, doomsday or not. You should purify your water.
That's right, and you better get guns and ammo. Because
right on, man.
I'm not saying, listen, I'm a humble man, brother. But what I'm saying is I see a world collapse coming later this year. You know what that situation is. But I do see the scene is getting set.
Oh, the other
brother.
Shoe hasn't even dropped on the financial scandals. I'm going to get in that in the last hour.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, okay, all right. I got you striked up with that. But what people need to know is, listen, I love the mentality of the news. Because they're like a dog feeding us vomit, okay? 85% of the weaponry in Syria, and I've done my homework, okay? In Iran, you follow the Fox tracks back, it's from Russia. They don't even need to build a nuclear warhead. It's called black gold for a missile. See, and this is the mentality of people that listens to news, well, I'm building another nuclear. Listen, I can put the nail in the coffin and I'll leave it at that, brother, and let you go on.
Right.
What did they do 5 months ago? The same thing they did in Iraq. They put the sanctions on their central banks.
Yep.
Here's your answer. What did they do at the 1st of June? They put the sanctions on their oil things. Folks.
Yep, exports, yep.
That's right. This isn't the best thing I could say, brother. I call in because I'm a man of love. I'm a man of humbleness. But I call in and urge you to take heed, folks. This is going to be a big one. It's going to make World War One and Two look like small. And I pray for peace. Don't get me wrong. I'm a man of peace. But I'm a man to say get prepared. Thank you for taking my call, friend. And if you want to comment and bash me, that's up to you.
Oh, no, man. Good. You want to pray for people. I think that's a very compassionate, wonderful thing for you to do. And you should always be prepared. I mean, look, it's a lot to explain, but look, get prepared. I agree. And thanks for the call. Listen, everyone, the U.S. policy, it doesn't have to be this way. This is not in American interest. There is nearly no benefit whatsoever for the U.S. to be behaving like this and putting sanctions on Iran. It's against our own interests. We should be trading with all these Arab and Persian nations and getting oil and buying for it, openly trading, having partners peacefully, and tell Israel to go fly a kite. Because we don't benefit from that relationship at all. We don't get anything from Israel aside from demands. We do not benefit from that relationship whatsoever. Why in the world are we supporting this apartheid state and ethnic cleansing in Israel? And the same with the despots in Saudi Arabia. I went over that yesterday with the human trafficking and not letting women drive. And all. It was crazy. These people are absolutely crazy. And we have this just utter hypocrisy supporting the government of Yemen, for example. Guy gets elected, only name on the ballot, and Hillary's calling that a democracy. And, oh, of course, we're just fighting al-Qaeda because they're everywhere now. Because anytime you have anyone the U.S. wants to attack, they got to be al-Qaeda. You start with the conclusion and work backwards. Oh, wait, are we killing them? Then they must be terrorists. No evidence needed. They don't even have to make sense. Doesn't matter. That's how they roll. It is unreal. Our policies are bankrupting the United States and murdering people. And it's given the Americans this reputation of being these like greedy or clueless psychopaths or something. And that's not how the American people are. But I've had a lot of foreigners I talked to saying, like, before the Iraq War, why weren't you guys out there protesting and so on? I'm like, we did. We had millions of people out in the streets protesting, both conventions, RNC, DNC. It's just not on TV. You don't get to see. The revolution will never be televised. But there was a lot of this, I don't know, mostly on the left, people out there screaming, no war for Israel, or no war for oil, rather. They should have been saying no war for Israel, because there is no doubt, and it doesn't matter, you can, Iraq and Iran are interchangeable. The pretext, the lies, the deceptions that led to the war in Iraq were not by big oil. It wasn't ExxonMobil out there or BP, you know, giving us the Niger forgeries or all the things we got from the OSP, the Office of Special Plans, and Douglas Feith and Richard Pearl, Lewis Libby and Wolfowitz and all that lie factory, the Kagans, the Weekly Standard, all the bogus junk about yellow cake uranium, about the meeting in Prague with Otto trying to connect Iraq to 9/11, completely ridiculous, connecting Saddam to anthrax, which was ridiculous. Judith Miller and William Sapphire out there peddling their lies, saying, oh, there's chemical weapons under the palaces. And my favorite, the mobile weapons labs, which we had cartoons for, and Colin Powell, like the stooge, he just got up there and read this speech. It was so horrible. He was just drowning. You know, he got up there, held up a mock vial of anthrax in the UN. Unbelievable. And, that, you know, that was Fromm and those folks that wrote that speech. And afterward, they're like, oh, Colin Powell was spectacular, blah, 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 and clapping. No, Colin Powell just ruined his whole career. That's what he did. And those lies are documented and very verifiable. This came from a Zionist cabal within the Defense Department, which has overlapping interests with all the military-industrial complex players, Cheney and the rest of them. That is clear. It wasn't – and oil is a secondary reason. There's not ever just some monolithic reason for things as complicated as war. There are lots of reasons. But as far as who actually took us there and the legal pretext, such as enforcing the UN Resolution 1441, which said they couldn't have weapons of mass destruction when they didn't, that was our own Israeli cabal, and our press was completely complicit in it. And we got a caller on the line, Richard, in Washington. Washington, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Great rant, as is appropriate. The information I've got is this Zionist, and I always call them tribes because I look at this whole thing as tribal interaction, was first postulated by Napoleon way back when, and our founding fathers were well aware of this, as Carol Quigley calls the hidden hand active in our government, and they fought it constantly. But we are no longer fighting it. We are no longer, you know, as your rant points out, we're aware of it, but there's no way it seems like we can actually combat it. And that's kind of my challenge to all the listeners is, you know, what are the solutions? How do we get a accounting for the information that we know to be true, but our government is obviously not responsive to the people that we're supposed to be, they're supposed to be representing. So what's the solution? Do we do the Thomas Jefferson revolution, or do we do the Gandhian passive resistance? Because it seems like everybody, parents, children, friends, neighbors, et cetera, are participating in this system, and it's supporting.
I disagree with Gandhi, that whole narrative. I don't think that's what brought independence for India. I think World War II brought independence to India. I mean, the British Empire had nothing left, couldn't hold them down. The writing was on the wall. But, I mean, I'm not saying I'm advocating the Jefferson thing going out there with guns either, but the solution isn't quick. You know, we've got to be more responsible. There are some solutions on, you know, on the government level, even with the fraud and everything. We always force a dictatorship to act like one. To start swapping these people and kicking them out of office, the advantage we have now that we've never had in the past is the Internet. Because they've always had and always enjoyed a monopoly on media, and they don't have that anymore. I mean, you think 6-7 years ago, how many people really understood the Federal Reserve System, and now little kids, little teenagers can come up to you and explain it because it isn't that hard. Say, look, they issue out money with interest, and that's more than the total money supply, so everything's debt. I mean, people know that. There's massive issues that have always hidden before that we have now, but we're kind of in this information stage now. And I want to pick it up a notch. Obviously, you can feel my passion about it. We've got to kick these people out of Congress and hold them accountable. We've got to audit the Fed. We've got to go after these banksters. We have to hold their feet to the fire. And I don't think, you know, I agree with Occupy and all that, but I don't think walking around the streets with signs is very productive, especially Occupy D.C. Why don't you go into the building, into the Senate building? It's legal. Hire, go there, dress nice, talk to these representatives 24 hours a day. Do the protest in the building like you're supposed to, act like an adult, and go talk to them and give them your grievances instead of walking around feel-good, you know, activism with signs that nobody's filming you, no one's listening to you. I just don't understand that stuff. Just quit playing the bongos and get in and start talking to your representatives. That's part of a solution. Saul, I'll get to you in South Carolina after the break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
now, welcome back. This is Ryan Dawson subbing for Mike Rivera on the What Really Happened show on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. And folks, maybe foreign policy isn't your thing, but whatever you're mad about, maybe the economy, maybe it's unemployment, rising gas prices, or just the reputation of Americans around the world as being stupid imperial animals, but you can go thank a Zionist, because the war in Iraq and this policy toward Iran, too, has cost us trillions of dollars, not to mention thousands of lives. Tens of thousands, really, when you account for all the veteran suicides. But don't worry, because Israel is always ready and willing to fight until the last dead American. Saul in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Ryan, first things first, man. Good job. You guys are, I don't know, something about the war in Japan, you know, gives you all that Bushido,
Bushido mentality. Code.
No, the other warrior. Good job. Anyways,
I got a guest from Japan coming on later in the show.
That is awesome. Tell him arigato. Anyway, I just want to touch a couple things here. Great minds now are talking. Karen Kiyosaki and you know, she talks about pre-revolutionary times. You have another great mind, which is Dr. Alan Sabrowski from the U.S. Army War College. He said that the Zionists, you know, they're engaged on an all-or-nothing military exercise, and if they lose this one, they'll lose everything. There's that much at stake for them. And I just want to say this, you know, because people are working hard, and nobody knows exactly who's really behind the curtain. But once they understand who's controlling the levers, man, this thing will come down. Just like the listener, couple of listeners before me, you know, he said, give me solutions, give me solutions. And it's right. You just have to spread the fire of the mind. You got to
really right now, the whole empire is brinking on Syria, because they lose that, they're going to lose it all. It's all going to unravel.
Exactly. And then once you spread that, you know, you spread that knowledge that they control, well, they're behind every power position, the economics, political, media. And once you expose that to people, they start seeing, just like that movie, They Live, you know, all of a sudden you see everything.
Oh, Roddy Piper. Roddy Piper.
He's a man. And then once you see, you know, and then once you understand, and once you end the Fed, man, their whole system will fall, just like the, you know, the Tower of Mordor from that Lord of the Rings movie. I mean, it's
The Fed would at least get rid of the interest on this, but even pre-Fed, America had no problem with imperial escapades and genocide. It's just at least they didn't have that extra usury on top of it. But you'd still have the MIC to deal with. It's not going to be like instant without the Fed, but that would get rid of enormous amounts of power, because you can't really have something on the scale of a world war without central banks, absolutely.
That's right, because, you know, they, in a sense, they say, how much will it cost? That much. Okay, there you go. You know, somebody else, taxpayers, will pay whatever I want. And, you know, that's it. But I want to make, a lot of guys are bringing out the Bible and follow the Bible and follow this, you know, world wars. And I just want to say this, man, there's a way to stop this. But it's like, here's my prediction. Just like there was the first American Revolution, that the Brits got their behinds kicked, the second great American Revolution will be when the Israelis get their behind kicked and out of here. And the regular people, it can be everybody, all the people, will take back their charge of their government, because this mentality of Israel first, this got to end, because we're all Americans. We're all in this together. And if
even Israel doesn't put Israel first, not, you know, the public-wise. I mean, they are living in basically an apartheid police state. And, I mean, it's going. I had last May, I did a show about that from the Israeli point of view, from the common citizen, and talk about a story there. I mean, they are getting shafted. Thanks for your call. I got another international call, so I'm going to take this. Thomas in Sweden.
Ohio.
Tomas, maybe.
Ohio. Gozaimasu.
Ohio. Gozaimasu. It is morning here.
Yeah, right. You were comparing Iran and Israel, how we treat them. It's the same thing here. I just went to the Swedish government site here, the cabinet site, right? And they're talking about sanctions, and they word the sentence this way. They're talking about that it's due to Iran's nuclear and missile technology. They combine these two things so that we're supposed to be scared that they're going to bomb us over here. I guess within 45 minutes, just like Saddam's missiles.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that old British report. And do you remember how ridiculous that was? I think it was either Florida or California. They copied some college student's paper. It was about pre-Gulf War I. They're like, here is the infrastructure of Saddam right here. They're going to have chemical weapons on the UK with drones in 45 minutes. Scare tactics. Pure scare.
Okay, I hope that we don't interrupt you too much, so you get back to what you originally were started on, because it was great.
Oh, you guys aren't interrupted. I mean, this is great. I mean, this is what we need. This is I want the people. I don't want to be sitting here on my stump. It feels a little awkward yelling at the wall, but you know, people need to know this. Look, Israel is one of the major issues, and there is no sense, there's no justifying it. It's completely indefensible what they're doing, colonizing people in the West Bank. I mean, you can't defend it. Oh, they can call you names and things. Oh, so what? People are getting killed. Who cares if someone says calls you a name or something? Look, they are the racists. They have a racial ideology of like the chosen race of God. It's absolutely insane. I got a break, and I'll be back, and I'll have a guest on this later.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Welcome back to the What Really Happened show on RBN. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivera. The number to call is 800-313-9443. And I'm talking about the U.S. and Israel and our Israeli-centric policy in the Middle East and the world, really. Call a spade, folks. The U.S. Congress and mass media is Israeli-occupied. The U.S. has a special relationship with Israel. They have a special relationship, all right. It's like that of a battered wife always returning to take some more abuse. America's like, I know he loves me, and just returns to get swatted around some more. Even when the Israelis openly spy on the U.S., even when the Israelis attack the U.S. remains its sad little whipping boy. And, oh, I got some breaking news for you, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got Ken Sinola online. An author, poet, educator, provocateur, an all-around type of gangrel. He's lived in Africa, Europe, Asia. He speaks a bunch of languages. Really smart guy. And most importantly, even more than myself probably, he's even more blunt than I am. He tells it exactly like it is, as if taboo didn't even exist. Mr. Sinola, and I definitely want to talk to you about African politics. And that's, oh, you're on there. Okay. And I want to get to you about some of this Fukushima mess that you know about. I've seen your research there. But right now I'm ripping on the little Israeli state out there in the Middle East. You got your 2 cents there?
Brian Dawson, Ohio, yes, sir. Hello, bonjour, any language you like. How are you?
I'll stick with English because that's what our listeners can understand. Majority of them.
Did you say Israel? It's funny you say Israel, you know, because I was just wondering, you know, whether the U.S. Congress is going to just go ahead and start carrying around Israeli passports, just so they can get in and out of the Senate building from now on.
Oh, I think they ought to. It would be more honest if they would go ahead and just flash the badge again. They ought to rename it the new Knesset or something. It's disgusting. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable how much this great, strong, powerful nation listens to this little, mainly worthless. I mean, I'm not ripping on the Israeli people or anything, but their government is fascist, straight up.
Let's from the outset, people, let's get something clear. I'm pro-people. I don't care if you're Israeli, Palestinian, Lithuanian, or from Timbuktu. I'm pro-people. But let's be honest about something. The International Court of Justice, for example, has ruled that Israeli settlements in the West Bank are illegal. Yet somehow Israel's just, you know, flagrantly just ignoring this. I mean, I'm just saying, if it's one rule is good for some, it's got to be good for all.
Plenty of UN resolutions, 242, for example, that have also condemned the settlement process. I don't know why they call it a settlement. It's not a settlement. It's a racial. That sounds like settlers. It is like settlers in the Old West. That's what it's like. It's colonization. They are bulldozing down homes, burning farms. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. And that gets a pass. If that happened in Iran or somewhere else, if they were acting like that, if Iran was butchering some ethnic minority in their country and doing that, it would be on the news 24/7. But Israel can do it and get away with it. And they get to ignore, like you said, International Court of Justice or UN resolutions. They'll enforce them on Iraq, even when Iraq wasn't even guilty of violating what they were accused of, because 1441 didn't apply to them because they didn't have WMDs. Israel certainly does, though, and they are breaking a large number of resolutions, probably over 60 or so, and there would be way more if it wasn't for the U.S. usually voting solo to veto these things.
I mean, how are you ever going to have peace when you're terrorizing your own neighbors? I mean, it's just a simple question. I mean, I'm sure the Israelis themselves must be sick and tired of this. Again, how are you ever going to have peace when you're terrorizing your own neighbors? You know, it's so hypocritical. And, you know, and again, the U.S. support is, of course, unwavering, but they've got, you know, people, just ask yourself the question. Doesn't matter what your nationality is, ask yourself the question. How will you ever have peace when you're terrorizing your own neighbors?
How can you even pretend like that's your aim even? How can you even purport to be striving for peace? Because they're always, you know, having talks endlessly or whatever, but you cannot pretend to be on the process toward a road toward peace while you are simultaneously colonizing your neighbors. That's the West Bank. And also with Gaza, it's basically an outdoor prison. They've got the massive embargo there, a blockade there. They won't let anything in and out. Toys, crayons, those are all weapons for terrorists, you know. And the majority of the population, they're like little kids. These are little kids. And they've been turning boats away. It's just, it breaks my heart. And the thing is, it's Israel's not alone on all these evils. The thing is, other places get called out on it. Israel, I swear, Netanyahu could get on stage and eat a baby, and they would justify it somehow. Say, "Well, he's doing something."
Again, I think people miss these kind of points because one of my questions that I like to ask people is, "What's the end game?" I mean, for example, yesterday you had Pepe Escobar on, and by the way, great show. Really enjoy that show.
He is very knowledgeable,
like yourself, Ryan. For anyone who doesn't know him, Pepe Escobar writes for the Asian Times, and you know, just look up some of his work on Global Stand or Democracy. Great title,
yes,
by the way. And you know, some of the stuff he was talking about, you know, basically ties in with the question I ask people: what is the end goal for some of these, you know, these so-called governments, some of these corporations that are just reaping the, you know, the world. You know, add Monsanto and a million other, company names that Shell.
Cartels. BP,
this goes on. Cartels.
When you say government, really what governments mainly are, most governments, probably all, nearly all governments, maybe some island nation somewhere, are large umbrella corporations with the power of force. The government has the power of force to collect taxes and borrow from banks and things. But really, there, it's hard to tell where government starts and stops and corporations begin, because they just use their power of allocation of money to give money to all these umbrella corporations through various different mediums, whether it's no-bid contracts or regular contracts or overappraised things or what have you, to pay themselves. And then the members within the government usually overlap with the same companies they're awarding the money to, either directly, like they're employed by them, or they're investing in stocks in the company.
The so-called – sorry to butt in, Ryan. The so-called revolving door policy in America and many countries, I'm afraid, is an absolute joke. They have rules in place which are often flaunted. They know their own, the loopholes for these rules. You know, for example, you have got to wait a year before leaving Congress or whatever it is before you can, you know, start working for some of these companies you've been helping regulate. A lot of these rules are flaunted. Why should it even be a year? How about never? How about you never are allowed to work for any of the companies you used to regulate? That, maybe that would be a good rule. Let's see how long some of these so-called rich congressmen and senators would survive if they have to get a regular job or just live on their pensions, which, by the way, They get their salary after they leave.
That's right. They have their salary even when they're not working. And most of them aren't even working now. I mean, they don't even read the bills, most of them. They just vote automatically based on party chairmanship. And half of them are never even in their districts. They're just off in D.C. ballygantin' about, maybe with somebody on Palfrey's list or something. I mean, these people are stupid. I've met a lot of congressmen, and that blows my mind. When I talk to some of these people, I'm like, wow, how are you even an adult, much less how did you get elected? I don't understand it. But I think they push these puppets into these positions because they're so manipulatable. But this basically, their legislative assistants, a bunch of 20-year-old something IR majors out there running the show. And that is scary because they have no idea what they're doing.
So, and again, people, you've got to ask yourself, what is the end goal? And who are they really serving? Are they serving you, the people? It doesn't matter which country you're in right now. Ask yourselves, are your politicians, are corporations serving you, the people, who, by the way, do most of the hard work to earn the corporations the ridiculous amounts of money? You spend your taxpayers' dollars to keep corporations and, you know, keep them going with their, you know, tax breaks and, you know, tax loopholes, this, and keep, you know, the entities or cartels of government going. Ask yourself, are they really serving your interests?
Exactly. And a good answer to that, to the end game, I want to promote a guest I had on last time, Larkin Rose. He did a video called The Jones Plantation. And look, or maybe it's the Mr. Jones Plantation. You can find it on Vimeo, YouTube. And that little thing is a little slideshow. It's narrated by someone else, but it was written by Larkin Rose. And that really explains it. This little plantation thing with Mr. Jones and Mr. Johnson, and it's a kind of an allegory for our system at large and how you are just getting it from every end. And it shows you the end game. And the thing is, people ask me that question. Look, they can print the money, so why do they care about, you know, how much money they're going to make? Da, da, da. It isn't so much about how much money they have. It's about how much money you don't have. The goal is country by country. Yes, on a personal level, they want to rope you in to be in this kind of check-to-check situation where basically you're forced to work and, you know, trade the hours of your lives, certain number of hours a day, to make ends meet so you can eat and live somewhere. And the mortgage or maybe the college loan is going to rope you in 30, 35, 40 years. You're going to be paying off this debt. But they do this on a national level to countries by, if they don't have a super resource and they want to build infrastructure, what they do is the IMF and World Banks and all these financial institutions, they'll give them the loans, but the debt on it is unreal. The usury on it is unreal. They can never pay these things back. And so they might build their roads or something, but then they've got to depreciate their currency and forced in all this massive labor just to constantly pay off the debt. And they're never going into the surplus zone. They can never have self-sufficiency. And because of that, you have a kind of a client state, neo-colonialized, quasi-slave system, and it doesn't matter where, That's how they break you. So when places like Iran say they're going to get nuclear power, they can get out of that. They can get out from under that system because if they get nuclear energy, the oil they're consuming now, they could put on the open market. That's not going to affect oil prices that much. It would lower them some, but it would give Iran a surplus, and they'd be out of this debt-to-debt system out from underneath the central bank's control. And their idea, and this is explicitly spelled out in PNAC and other policy papers, Odenyanin, et cetera, is for the U.S. hegemony, they want to knock out any potential economic or military rivals to keep the status quo the way it is. That's the end game.
Well, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more on most of your points there, Ryan. I mean, you yourself produced a very, very powerful and compelling documentary called War by Deception, which I, you know, enjoyed greatly. And many of the points you made there, and just in general about war by deception, are so true. Why do we have wars? What is the end goal? Humans, and this goes out to everyone, we really need to wake up. This planet is phenomenal. There are so many resources on this planet for everyone. Do not listen to anyone who tells you there's not enough food resources on this planet for everyone to live like a king or queen. This is not true. We could all be living very comfortably. Why are we not? It's greed. It's greed and these corporations, these governments that want to suppress real free will and, who, as Ryan said, who want to perpetuate this client stroke quasi-slave-like society, which we've all, unfortunately, many of us have bought into without really knowing it. You know, why do you really go to work? Why do you really pay taxes? Income tax, which, by the way, in America, there is no law for income tax. Look it up.
That's right.
Try and find it. Ask an IRS person if they know that. Oh, they'll go quiet very quickly and probably smile at you. You know, ask even congressmen and senators, is there an income tax law? I mean, I know people laugh when Ron Paul says stuff like this, but you should look it up. It's true. There is no income tax law. And,
laugh at a lot of things Ron Paul says at first, and down the road, they got to eat their words because he ends up being right.
Well, you can't run from facts sometimes. You know, I don't always agree with Ron Paul, but again, you can't run from facts. So again, people, ask yourself the question, why do we allow these things to be perpetuated? You know, it's all about educating yourselves and then, you know, as I like to say sometimes, the smell test. You know when these corporations and people in general and governments are lying to you. You know, don't vote against your interests. Don't do things that are against your interests. Because in
don't
the end...
Don't split hairs between two fascists because you're scared candidate A might be a little bit worse than B. That is a game. Wow. Don't get stuck into that. That's Mr. Jones, Mr. Johnson. That's all
and
that
in
is.
And in the end, as I always say, what are they going to do? Kill everyone? I mean, there's a lot of people on this planet. We've apparently crossed the 7 billion level. What if we all revolt? I'm not saying we should. I'm just saying, what if we all revolt? What are they going to do? You can't Tiananmen Square, pepper spray, whatever you want, everyone. I mean, it's just not going to happen, people. Again, we the people for the people, and I'm not even American, I know that one. You know, when the people stand up, they can't be stopped. It's as simple as that. Think about it. You don't need no second, I think we're going to touch upon this later, but you don't need no Second Amendment remedies, people. You don't need it. When people stand up and band together, no matter where they're from, they can't be stopped. It's as simple as that. There's no coincidence that these movements are suddenly springing up everywhere around the world, by the way. You know, people can call them the Arab Spring, the Tea Party movement, Occupy this, Occupy that. Something's going on. Maybe people are starting to wake up and starting to realize, hey, aren't I the country? Shouldn't the country therefore be working in my interest?
Isn't the government just other people? I mean, these people, if you look at some of these people, not just government, but some of these banksters too, these little Poindexters, these little weenies out there, and that guy on the street, if he tried to pull that stuff, would get pummeled. Wow. And you look at this little dweeb and all this money he's got and how he's just lying and stealing from everyone, and you think, you would never get away with that outside, but they're protected in this system. Like, you don't have to put up with that. We don't have to put up these things. Look at Iceland. There's your solution. Say, we're not paying that debt. The speculators brought it on, not us. Put them in debt. Bring them to jail.
We can know truths. Again, we can apply the smell test, but yet people just want to just ignore what's right in front of their eyes. Forget what the media tells you. You know when someone is corrupt or doing something wrong. I mean, some of these bankers, some of these, you know, hedge fund managers, whatever they're into in the financial markets. This dude, for example, Jamie Dimon, goes in front of Congress. Everyone's saying he's one of the smartest people ever. Yet he's saying, oh, I'm sorry, we lost $2 billion. Then we find out it's not even maybe $2 billion. Maybe it's $8 or $9 billion. Yet Congress is still saying, Jamie, please tell us what to do, Jamie. We're so sorry we had to take your time up today.
It's such a subtle difference.
Why are you apologizing to this guy? This is ridiculous. This is like the dude, the congressman or senator. Sorry, I forget right now. Maybe Joey Barton. Sorry, I don't want to get them for libel. So whoever it was, who, after the BP spill, apologized to the oil company, supposedly for the government fleecing the oil company because they were, I'm sorry, trying to get compensation for the people, even though they didn't do a good job of that, I have to admit. Why are
they botched that whole thing? I mean, the EPA, which is supposed to be the Environmental Protection Agency, is out there preventing cleanup.
Ridiculous. I mean, again, if this is something I've never understood. If we're going to call corporations people, which they're not, let's be clear about that. I mean, you can argue that they're made up of people, so they are people. But if a corporation is a person, what happens to you if you personally do some of these things? If you were to personally do some of the things that...
Got to cut you off. We got a break. But, yeah, bring up that corporations are people after the break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And we are back. This is Ryan Dawson on the What Really Happened show. I am subbing for Mike Rivero. He will be back on Monday. He and his wife are out doing some music thing. And I am talking with Mr. Ken Sonola, and we are having a great time here bashing the banking system. And I got a caller from Washington, Owen. Do you have a question or comment for Ken or myself?
Yes, I believe it's your guest there, Ken. Ken?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
All right. First off, I'd like to address Social Security issue is a whole other issue. Sorry. The income tax issue.
Yes.
All right. I study the tax law.
Okay.
Now, I have to call in because it seems like you're propagating, and not intentionally, mind you, one of the common misconceptions. There is a legal income tax.
Okay.
There is a liability for it. It's found in Section 1641 of the Internal Revenue Code. It's on a withholding agent who is withholding from a non-resident alien, foreign corporation, or foreign tax-exempt corporation on taxable income. That's it.
I'll take your word for it. I just question... What I mean, look, I'm not saying I'm against taxes, by the way. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, No. I'm not against taxation. I just want the law followed. I mean, what's the point of having a tax if you can't follow the law for it?
I'll tell you why I don't like the income tax, because it gets spent on warfare and imperial escapades, and I don't want
that. What if I told you you've never paid the income tax?
I would say yes, I have.
All right. I mean, you've been a withholding agent.
I'm forced to pay my taxes, bro.
Oh, no. You're not actually forced to. If you read Subtitle C, which is what the taxes are that are being withheld from your pay, and the taxes the IRS is trying to get you to pay, they're voluntary. They can't even send you a notice of deficiency.
Well, I'm not paying them now. I don't even live in the U.S., so I'm not worried about it. But I do really appreciate you digging it up and giving the code, because the question gets asked over and over again, and nobody wants to bring up any statutes or anything. So it's wonderful.
Oh, and no, I'm not trying. And please understand, I'm not trying to be combative. I just like to have the truth out there. And there was one.
I'm all about it, man. I don't care about being right or wrong or whatever. I just want whatever's true to be true.
That's definitely cleared it up. So just to be clear, you're saying that we basically all voluntarily paid the tax.
Yeah, it's the employment wage taxes or employment taxes under Subtitle C of the Internal Revenue Code.
So what the question I have for you then, because I think this is what I was trying to get to when I made that point, which obviously you're just saying I was wrong. I've heard that if you don't pay that tax, there's nothing the government can do to you now. Is that true?
That is legally true.
But we've seen people thrown in jail for not paying income tax.
Well, actually, the reason they get thrown in jail is because they don't realize that when you go to court, the IRS pulls a big switcheroo on you.
Right.
So when you go to court, they bring up a real tax form that could be required to be filed. And I can't think of the name of the form off the top of my head. A friend of mine got charged with it. It sounds like your cue music's on. Hello?
Oh, there you got it. You got it first. Yeah, we'll pick up with it right after. It's going to be a short break.